agenda. Referring back to our public hearings, our first public hearing was conditional use number 1901, Christopher Lopez.
Gentlemen, if I could make a point on this one, there was quite a bit of discussion about whether DelDOT was going to grant an entrance or not. And I looked at the DelDOT letter, and they base their entrance denial on a statement that the program policy states that no new or expanded direct access to U.S. Route 113 will be permitted in a level 4 investment area. So that's the reason that they've given, but there was testimony that it's not level 4, it's level 2. I'd like to hold the record open to get clarification from the applicant DelDOT as to what level it's in, because that's sort of the key to the whole thing.
Yeah.
So you want to leave it open for clarification from DelDOT?
Well, DelDOT and the applicant both, I guess, because they're both going to have to figure it out.
Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning conditional use number 1901, Christopher Lopez, my motion is that the record remain open for receipt of information concerning the DelDOT entrance permits and the...
Whether it's in level two
and,
or...
And the determination of which level that the... property is located in, as well as giving the commission time for further consideration.
Second that motion.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 1901, Christopher Lopez, leaving the record open to receive additional information from DelDOT and the applicant regarding the service level of the highway.
There's a lot of other stuff going on there, admittedly, but that's sort of the at least the
kind
initial
turns point. On that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Next public hearing was conditional use number 1902, Dorothy Garvey.
And Mr. Chairman, concerning conditional use number 1902, Dorothy Garvey, my motion is for deferral to give the commission time for further consideration.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 1902, Dorothy Garvey. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was change of zone number 1705, Joel Farr.
Mr. Chairman, regarding this application, change of zone number 1705, Joel Farr, my motion is for deferral at this time.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1705, Joel Farr. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item was change of zone number 1706, Joseph Balsamo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I move that we recommend approval of change of zone 1706 for Joseph Balsamo for a change in zone from AR1 to a B1 neighborhood business district based upon the record and for the following reasons. Those reasons being, number one, the site is appropriate for a change of zone to B1 neighborhood business. It is located on the west side of U.S. Route 13 near the intersection with Cannon Road. Two, the B1 rezoning is consistent with the orderly growth of the county. There are a number of business and commercial uses located in the immediate vicinity on Route 13, and several properties are zoned C1 at the same intersection. The property is also adjacent to the town of Bridgeville and is a town center area according to the county's comprehensive land use plan. It is also adjacent to other land owned by the applicant that is already zoned B1. Three, B1 zoning has more limited uses than CR1 zoning, which will limit the intensity of any development on the property. Four, the change in zone will not adversely affect neighboring or adjacent properties or nearby communities. Five, this rezoning will bring the applicant's entire property under B1 zoning. And lastly, site plan approval for any use of the property will be subject to review and approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1706, Joseph Balsamo, for the reasons stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item was subdivision 2011.